Good afternoon, Helmut.
Good afternoon, Brooke. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And yourself?
Yeah, really well, thank you, and excited for Saturday.
Yeah, definitely. So what inspired this event and how did you come up with this idea?
I was inspired by Bus for a Cure as my mum got sicker with cancer in 2014 actually is when I began it. And I guess I wanted something that could give me a sense of purpose while I couldn't do anything for her because she had terminal illness and there's just nothing that you actually can do. And I found Bus for a Cure as a way that I could connect my love for music with my love for my mum.
And why does your event support Cancer Council New South Wales and Crohn's and Colitis Australia?
I was out one night with my friend Carly, and she has Crohn's disease. And we started chatting about her illness and how few people know about Crohn's. And it hit me that while obviously the cancer is a really well-known issue for a reason, and it is such a traumatic thing for anybody to experience, and I know that firsthand, there are so many other issues throughout the world that can affect people in really equivalent ways, but that just aren't so well known. And one of the hardest things for Carly was that she couldn't really, like, if you talk to somebody, you say, I've got cancer, people get it, and they straight away have a certain respect for that. But if you do the same thing for Crohn's, many people won't understand, even though it's quite equivalently debilitating. So I thought it would be really cool to, and a little bit like, kind of expanding it beyond just myself and the issues that I've had with cancer to encompass less known but just as debilitating issues, to be able to give a voice to those types of things. And that's why we decided to take on Crohn's and Colitis Australia as a charity partner, as well as the Cancer Council in New South Wales. And in future years, that could expand to all kinds of different equally as debilitating issues that really are in need of a bigger voice that can be achieved by aligning them with cancer, which is already well known.
Yeah, definitely. And Busk for a Cure has been running for 5 years now. How has it changed and developed since then?
Yes, it has been running for 5 years. Gosh, it's been a while. I'm getting old. No, it's developed in a crazy way, really. It began literally as myself and four other buskers, performing in Hyde Park on a very chilly July night, which was the first mistake we learned from. Don't do it in July when it's so cold. Could barely play guitar. And we almost got kicked out by the Rangers. I don't know who makes the noise complaint in the middle of the city, but it does happen. And from there, we've expanded to now having over 50 artists performing across 5 locations in Newtown. So it started as, I suppose, a charity music gig, and now it's the charity music festival.
Yeah, it definitely has expanded. And what types of efforts and processes have gone into making this event?
So many. For a start, it's a whole lot of organizing and logistics. Systems are the most important thing. So we kind of created really great systems to be able to keep track of all the artists who are applying and keep track of the way the sponsors are coming in, the donations. Just being organized is what's really important as you scale things up. And that's sort of the main process that's kind of across the board. But it's firstly, we get the artists involved. That's the first step always is contacting artists and encouraging them to sign up through a Google form. And then we go through and we get on board our sponsors and we organize all the logistics of the actual PA systems themselves and the sound engineers for the day and everything else that kind of goes into actually making it function.
And for people that are going to the event, what types of musicians can we expect to see?
You can expect to see and hear Sydney's local hidden talent, local hidden secrets, best kept secrets, our best kept musical secrets. It's everything from folk and singer-songwriter through to pop, even a couple of electronic acts and a couple of small bands. So it's quite an eclectic mix with over 50 artists. There is certainly no genre theme there, apart from the fact that it's talented local artists who are performing for a good cause and who are really worth the hearing.
And how can we support the cause?
The best way you can support the cause is by being there on the day and by donating. That is what you can do. Enjoy the music, have fun, talk about it, share it with your friends. That's how something like this grows, because this is grassroots. We give literally 100% of the donation straight to the charities we support, and that's something that's unheard of within large-scale charity events, because we're not actually making any money. And because we're not making any money for ourselves, it means that we don't have budget for Facebook ads and all that kind of stuff that a lot of other events are going to do to be able to get out there. So what we rely on is the people themselves. So the best thing you can do is come to the event, donate, be a part of it, and share it and spread it, and be social about it, be vocal about it.
Well, it definitely is a great cause, and thank you so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Brooke.